Foundation Bible School comes up on the 24th of this month. We need to be getting that out on the website, or not what? Yeah, website too, but more Facebook. Is there a video out there? Oh, there's video right now.
Oh, okay.
July 24th through the 28th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We have lots of games, prizes, bring a friend, you get a prize. We have tons of food. We hope to see you there.
Amen.
Amen.
No children were harmed in the making of this video. Amen. And then we have POMP coming up on the 21st. I believe the deadline to register is over. So, if you have any questions on that or complaints on that, go see Philip. Go see Pastor Philip, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that all I got? Oh, August. Remember, ladies, we're back on in August. Our Women's Breakfast Prayer Bible Study is going to be on at 9 o'clock, first Saturday of the month. And we're excited for Amber to come bring the word to us. So Amen. Keep that in mind and keep that in Amen. Your books. And that's all I got.
What? Now, we had our outreach for... Yes. With Jason, and we had a good time, and things went well. So we're planning on doing outreach again on the 16th, and it'll be okay. at 11 o'clock, and it'll be another good time to go out into the community and just see what God does and blesses people, Amen. And it'll be a blessing to us as well. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, I guess we better let those children get to children's church. I don't know if they got any more cowboy wrestling going on, but... And then we're just going to do offering, which is Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Prove me herewith, saith the Lord. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. I would just want you to know that it is a great thing that the Lord asks you to prove him in this area. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to see that his goodness is great and that he will take care of you. But he says, go ahead and prove me, test me, do your part and see what I will do for you. And I thank God that he's a rebuker of the devourer for us and that he takes care of our fields and he takes care of everything in our life and makes it last. Amen? And so this morning we're just going to be thankful that we have such a good and loving, caring God that takes care of us. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray blessing over this tithes and offerings. Father, Lord, we just declare your glory, God, and we just thank you for your goodness, Father. And Lord, I just pray your blessing over everybody as they give, Lord God, that God, you will rebuke the devourer on their behalf, Father, and you will help them, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Well, before I get on the started on the message today, do we have any veterans here with us today? Military veterans, there goes one, praise God. Hallelujah, there goes another, thank God. Hey, we just want to thank you, men and women, for all that you do and have done in your life to help us have what we have, because I'll tell you that we have been blessed as a nation and as a country. And I just want us all to know that the Lord is good and that we're very thankful for this time that we get to celebrate our independence. And just thinking back to that time period of the first initial writing of the Declaration of Independence and then writing the Constitution, I want you to know that there is biblical references in the Constitution that cannot be denied how much was put in there that's straight out of the Bible. And so we need to understand that whether we realize it or not, our country has foundations in faith, and we need to be a people that honor not just the military during this time, but we should be so thankful for what God did in bringing us into being a nation that has been able to serve the Lord freely, and that one of our amendment rights is that we get to serve the Lord. Amen? That is something that's very powerful and something that we should be thankful for and should have at forefront during this time that we're thinking about this. And today, I'm going to preach a little bit on a message called Chosen, because you are chosen. Amen? And so we're just going to look here, and it says in Romans 8:29, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." I want you to know today that that the predestined plan of God is not that some men were predestinated, but all people are predestinated to meet Christ. Amen? When he went to the cross, his whole plan was that not one woman, not one man, not one child would go their life without knowing him and being open to who he is and being the one who would redeem them and bring them into salvation. And so one thing I want you to know is that you have been called by God. And once you receive Jesus Christ, you have been justified by him and through his blood. And then not only that, but it says that you have been glorified, which means that you have been dressed up in, or you have put on the presence or the glory of God, and that's a part of who you are now. And it's a part of who you are. Every day of your life, you can know that you have the presence of the Lord with you and that God is with you in every endeavor that you do, and that God is your Father and that he loves you and that he's with you at all times. Amen? Hallelujah. I want to read right here in the book of John, chapter 15, it says in verse 16, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, that you love one another." You know, I want you to be always remindful of the fact that, you know, I've heard people say this before, and there's nothing wrong with it, "When I found the Lord." Well, the Lord was never lost, amen? He's always been there waiting for you. And so the thing is that we need to understand that even in our salvation, when we finally accept the Lord, that we didn't choose him first. He'd already chosen us, amen? Says that he knows us before our mothers, we're even in our mother's womb. And I want you to know something today, that the Lord has already chosen you even before you chose him. So that means that anything you could be thinking negative about yourself, you can let go of today. Don't be thinking anything negative about yourself, like God's not with you, or he's not going to help you, or I've done so much wrong that he probably can't change anything for me now. because any of those things are lies from the devil and lies from the pit of hell. Amen? Because he chose you. Even before you were looking for him, he chose you. Even before you were saved, he chose you. He loved you. He gave birth to you. And he has you here today because you are significant in his kingdom and you're significant in life. Amen? Woo. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is with us today and he's with each and every one of you. And that we have a powerful, powerful Savior who's brought us to this point in life, not because he's finished with us, but because really he's just getting started with us. It says in 2 Timothy 2, chapter 2, it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strived lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be the first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." It says that we are to endure hardness like a good soldier. That we should not let ourselves be entangled in the affairs of this life. In other words, even though we're going to have struggles in this life, and even though we have difficulties facing us every day of our life, we should never let those difficulties rise up so much that they overpower our understanding to remember the most important thing, and that's that we serve the Lord, amen? And that we are in the army of the Lord, and that we stay in faith, and that we stay in prayer, and that we stay with God no matter what's going on around us. We've got to make sure that the cares of this life do not get us so entangled that we forget what our most important thing is. And that's that we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. He's chosen us to be a soldier. And if the Lord has chosen you to be a soldier, he knows that you're equipped with everything you need in order to do what he needs you to do during this time that you're living. Amen? I want to remind you that in the book of Judges, there's a man by the name of Gideon, and he was called of the Lord at a time where they needed a leader. And there's one time where Gideon was going to go out to war, and he had all these men following him, but he went down to a river, and it was only men that took a drink a certain way that could go with him. And there was 300 men chosen to go with Gideon on the war field. But those 300 men were equipped with everything they need to be equipped with to live in the time that they were living. Amen? And I want you to know that today you are equipped with everything you need to be equipped with. And you are chosen by God to be here and to be who he says you are. Amen? And he wants you to know that who you are in him, amen? And that he's equipped you and made you ready for anything that comes along in this lifetime that we're living. He wants you to know that you've been chosen to live out your life during this time because he knew that there would be rough days out in front of us, but he also knew that he would be with us and that he would be the one who would be helping us because he's the one who has made us soldiers, amen? And he's made us able to carry the cross. He's made us strong enough to pray for other people. He's made us strong enough to be that gap keeper while he is coming in the near future. We're still supposed to stand in the gap and be in prayer and intercession for people. And God knew that we would be the people that were able to do that. And here it says in Mark chapter 13, verse 20, I want to read a little bit before that. It says, "For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created until this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he has chosen, he shortened the days. And I want you to know something, that this scripture means that the time in which we live, God will never let that time or the pressures around us be bigger than who we are in Him. He says that even in the end days, when it gets really terrible and the affliction is like never been seen before, which we're not there yet, but when we get to those end days, He says that He will shorten that time period just so the very elect can be saved. Amen? So that those who are alive on the earth at that time following Christ can be saved and will not be lost. The Lord is willing to do that for us because He loves us so much. Hallelujah. And right here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. And the mystery of His good will is that He wants us all to be saved." Amen? Amen? That He predestined us to be saved and to have a life filled with Him and filled with His love and mercy and grace. Amen? Amen? And God wants each and every one of us to not ever lose sight of the fact that in the middle of everything going on, our most important thing is that we hold on to salvation and that we keep Him in the forefront of our life. Amen? Because He has birthed us for such, and for such a time as this, that we would be His children. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to look now at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. It says, "To whom coming, as into a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believe on Him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, He is precious, but then unto them that are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You are a chosen generation." That means that the Lord has been looking upon every generation, and He looks upon this generation as a chosen generation. And He knows the people that are within this generation that are going to follow Him, and He calls them a royal priesthood. You are part of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. And it means that we don't live like everybody else lives. We live the way the Lord wants us to live. Amen? We live looking up to Him. We live with His word as the number one thing in our life. See, we're peculiar people because we put God and His word first. Amen? where other people might not even read the Bible or think that the Bible has any context to them, we're a people that puts the Bible first and honors them. And because of that, we see life differently. Amen? And we can have life differently. We can have the best of life because we see God and we work with Him in the way that He's put life for us. Amen? Now, there was something else here I wanted to bring out. Oh, yeah, that because we're peculiar people, we should show forth the praises of Him who's called us out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in the past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You know, because you've given your heart to the Lord, you have received a mercy that's a unique mercy. Amen? And the mercy you have on your life is that which is going to help you navigate right up to the kingdom of God. Amen? Because the Lord will always extend His mercy to us right through the time that we go to heaven. Amen? And our God is a good, loving God that will give us mercy and grace to the end of our days. Amen? I'm going to read something in the book of Acts here. The former treaties I have made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which He was taken up, after that He, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom He had chosen, to whom also He had showed Himself alive after His passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith He, ye have heard of Me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. I want you to know that we were chosen to have the Holy Ghost. We were chosen to have faith. We were chosen to have miracles. We're chosen to have all these things of God that nobody else gets the opportunity to have until they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, this morning as we think about it, I want you to know that you are a chosen, special people of God. That you are very unique, each and every one of you. I want you to know that there has never been a person like you, nor will there ever be another person like you. You know, we have 7 billion people on the earth today, and even though we have 7 billion people on the earth today, there's not one set of fingerprints that are duplicated. There's not one set of DNA that doesn't have some uniqueness to it that identifies an individual, amen? And I want you to know that from the beginning of time till now, the Lord has set in every generation the people that He wants within that generation to bring to pass what needs to be brought to pass. Amen? And so I want each and every one of you to know this day, on this day that we celebrate, that you are a chosen generation and a people that God put His hand on and a people that God loves and a people that God is bringing forth into a place where only you can stand. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that it is not a unique thing that you're born into this day with everything happening around you. This is the time that God expected you to be on the earth for what's going on around you. Amen? Because He expects us in the middle of everything going on to keep His light as the forefront of our life. Amen? He expects us and knows that we'll be a people that will keep Him right in the forefront of our life. Amen? And that's why He chose us for this time. Amen? And that's why you are so special to the Lord. And that's why we want to make sure that we walk in everything that God has for us today. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just exalt you today and lift you up and give you praise, God. Father, we just declare today, God, your goodness, Father, and I just thank you, Father God, for your touch on our life, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, on this day of independence that we can look to you and trust in you, Father, and be thankful of, yes, where we are born, but more importantly, Father, that you are the Lord of our life and that we trust in you and that we put every bit of our trust in who you are, God, and we know that you are the God of this hour and you're the God of this time. Nothing catches you by surprise, and you are right in control of everything you need to be in control of, God. And, Father, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Candace Keller before you, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for the improvement that's been made on her health. But, God, we just pray, God, that these extenuating circumstances and these extenuating effects that on her, God, that they would be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we curse this coughing and any breathing problems that she has, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to just cure it in Jesus' name. God, we curse COPD and we just ask you, Father God, just to remove this and heal her, Father, that she can breathe and move freely, Father God. And Lord, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just give you glory. We just give you praise. We just thank you for your goodness, God. We just thank you for who you are, Father God. Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us, and God, that you're always out with us, Father God. Emmanuel, God with us, Father. You're always here, and you're always available for us to lean into, Father. And we need to be reminded, if we just ask anything in your name, it shall be done, because that is who you are, God. And Lord, we just give you praise for it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, I thank you for being here with us, and I hope you have a great 4th of July. And I'll be here to pray with anybody that needs prayer. And I hope you have a great finish to your holiday weekend. Amen.